This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, we're at Chickies in South Philly. A lot of teachers rolling up in here.
A lot of teachers. Teaching our youth.
Yeah, we found out it is a teacher appreciation night at Citizens Bank Park tonight.
Every night should be teacher appreciation.
My life is teacher appreciation night. Gloucester City School District will be there.
Ike's very
there
appreciative.
There they are. Yes. Look. A lot of teachers.
Rowdy over here.
Yeah, you getting started early, too. Hope everybody's got an Uber. We have a designated driver for the teachers tonight. So,
And my wife is a part of the group as well.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was.
It's okay. Okay, yes, all right.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
From Cold Springs Elementary.
There you go.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, well, as we've mentioned on the show, yesterday, big day for me. Moved back to the area. I had moved to North Jersey in 2021 when I took on the job at WFAN. Year ago, started this job, but we didn't move until yesterday. Now a South Jersey resident. Based on that, I do have a Mount Rush 4.
It's Spike's Mount Rush 4.
Here we go.
Wow.
So we have the Mount Rush 4 of things that I need to get used to now that I once again live in the Delaware Valley. Don't just work here. Number 4. Hoagie mouth everywhere I go. It's everywhere.
That's an endearing part.
I love it.
Welcome back.
I'm not saying I don't like these things. I'm just saying they're things I need to get used to. Grocery store, there it is. Gas station, there it is. Neighborhood, there it is. Yeah, oh, Spike. It's everywhere. It's been a long time. And well, even, by the way, the last time I was here,
uh-huh.
I left during COVID. So there weren't even a lot of people around in general anyway.
Exactly.
So it's been a half decade since I've been surrounded by it wherever I go.
Which do you prefer, the New York accent or the hoagie mouth accent?
You know, there's not – the New York accent isn't as specific as the hoagie accent is.
Sure.
Like, there's the movie version of the New York accent, mm-hmm. and then there's the real New York accent. I would say Evan Roberts has New York accent.
Okay.
I find hoagie more endearing because it's what I'm from.
I agree.
Yeah.
There's something that feels like home.
Yes.
Yeah, like him.
Yeah. Feels like him.
And my favorite part about the hoagie mouth is that...
Hoagie mouth.
Right. When I started on the show, you know, I feel like Ike was a little oblivious to the hoagie mouth.
I was.
And then over the last couple of years, we've made him very aware of what we're talking about.
Yes. I can hear it too now.
Tour DeDelco helped with it.
100%. I have noticed a decrease in our callers thanking Ike for his service to the Eagles.
Well, because you shamed them.
Yeah,
would never shame.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I did. But it's also it's part of why I love this station.
Yes.
I love that idea.
Everything that we make fun of about this stuff is the reason why we like it.
Love it.
Yes. Number 3 of the things I have to get used to now that I live in the area, people ask me how my dad's doing.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Nobody in the neighborhood in North Jersey does it. It's like, hey, love your dad. How's he doing? It's like, send him a tweet, man.
A lot of people know. Yeah, but he doesn't respond to tweets.
He does.
He does.
I guess he does now.
Tweets.
Yeah.
He does.
But it wasn't something I would say I dealt with it at the radio station when I was working up there, but I didn't deal with it in regular life.
Yeah.
Now it's regular life. Yo, how's Dad doing? He's great. Jeez,
never had a bad day in his life.
You reluctantly say he's great.
Well, I do it with a smile. But I also say, this is what I warned, you know, when we got married, I told Val, you don't want my last name. And she said, why? I was like, do you really want to ask, like, do you want to answer that question every time when you get an oil change, when you pay for something at the store, whatever?
Are you an Eskin?
Yeah, your last name is Eskin.
Yes, are you related to?
Yeah, pretty much everybody knows the one Eskin in town.
Yes.
It's not a very popular last name.
No. Oh, you mean in terms of the number of them?
Like, I've never heard another Eskin.
There's a few. There's a few out there.
Yeah. But it is a popular last name here.
Well, of course. I mean, like,
that the name is popular.
That's going to be Fritz one day.
Yep.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. Hope not.
All right. Number two on the Mount Rushmore of things that I need to get used to now that I live here again. I have no excuses to get out of doing stuff anymore, personally or professionally. Like before, I used to be able to say, I can't do that. I got to drive all the way back. There's no driving all the way back anymore.
Good.
There's no excuse anymore.
Like that nonsense you pulled on draft night.
That wasn't nonsense. That was real. But I'm telling you, I don't have it anymore. I don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
You can get to the dogs very quickly.
Yep.
They're going to be fine.
Half hour away.
It's a good excuse to pull.
Yes.
Like, I only have the kids' excuse for so long.
Yeah.
You know, why my performance has completely fallen off. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's – we only have that for so long.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't even really have that now.
No, well,
yeah, we don't give you the kids.
I think we all talk about
it. Once we got through your whole maternity leave stuff.
Yeah, well, it's going to take 5 weeks.
That's true.
On to the next thing. The number one.
He's not listening.
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't even listen when he's not on maternity leave. All right. The number one thing on the Mount Rushmore of things I need to get used to now that I'm back is talking Philly sports when I'm not on the air.
That's right.
Yeah, I had a golden opportunity for a year to talk about Philly sports for this 4 hours. And when I'm doing the podcast, but I go home, nobody asked me on my street. Nobody, ever. Nobody asked me at the store. But now that I'm back, Philly sports is something that I'm going to have to talk about every minute of my life.
And the Sixers, obviously.
And the Sixers, yep. Yeah.
We've avoided, mostly.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, man.
And I'm willing for a year. I'm willing to do it for a year.
Now, have you seen any of your new neighbors yet? I know the one guy was a listener and an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he lit a bag of dog poop and put it on your...
No. Yeah, I've met the two neighbors to the right and left of us.
Okay.
And right across the street.
There
But I've been very nice. Bill's been very nice.
There
Bill's a big
go.
Birds fan.
Yep. There you go.
Yep. But they've been
you
very
go over
nice
there
so
and watch games when the season rolls around.
Sure, I haven't watched games with anybody for years. Yeah, might as well.
Good.
Might as well. Yeah. They've got a good TV.
Yeah,
maybe
we'll
come over my house. I got that. They got that.
The 83-incher.
The 83-incher.
Yeah. Throw a little. Are you gonna throw a
barbecue
welcoming party or whatever they call it? Home housewarming.
Nah, my dog's a dick. I can't rebel.
We can't have the housewarming party.
He barks at everyone, like loudly, like a psycho.
Yeah.
He was doing it to the movers yesterday. He does it to everyone.
He did it to when we went to your house.
Yes. Yeah. Now he calms down within about 10 minutes. He used to do it for 3-4 hours. Now he comes down in about 10 minutes. So we'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
Looking forward to it.
There it is. Mount Rushmore of things that I got to get used to now that I live in the
area. Love it.
215-592-9494. Dan in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Dan?
Beautiful weather out there. I've been out there already for a walk. It's really nice. So
yeah,
I hope
it's
guys
beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. Here's what's on my mind. I'm thinking about baseball. I'm thinking about the Phillies. And one thing, you know, occasionally I bet on sports. And honestly, baseball is the hardest sport to bet on. There's so many variables that you just can't control.
Totally
sure
agree.
Tell me about it.
Football's easier to bet on to me.
Yep, I agree.
But anyway, last year, the Phillies, I thought they almost won too many close games. I know you can't win too many, but it seemed like statistically some of those games they should have lost, especially early in the season. And it made me think about what's the difference between last year and this year. And the biggest single thing, there's plenty of differences, I'm sure, the biggest single thing I can come up with is relief pitching.
Yeah.
I think as soon as those relievers on the Phillies team get up, the other team starts to score runs. And if they don't have a big cushion, they lose those games. So I think it can come good. And so I made a list of positive things that I want to focus on. And here are some of those things. One,
hang on 1 second, Dan. I'll let you give your list. But I would say that at the beginning of last year, Trey started off red hot. Alec Bohm started off red hot, and Bryce Harper was certainly hitting better than he was hitting this year. So while I agree with you, the bullpen is the biggest difference. I do think the lineup was way more productive last year at this point than the lineup has been this year.
Yeah, we can both agree on that. I agree
okay.
with that.
Okay, go ahead. What are your pop?
Good,
yep.
But, yeah. So I think Taijuan Walker is better. Not great, but better.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rojas is hitting. You know, he was so bad. And he's getting hits out there. Turner's starting to come good.
Kepler.
What's that?
Kepler's heating up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. That's good. Yeah, that's another good one. I think the Topper experimenting with the lineup takes time, but I think it's going to yield some results. And I think that's a good thing on his part to do that and continue to do that. Nola is adjusting. His last outing was great, and I think he can keep that up. He's a competitor, and he'll want to do that. Castellanos is, you know, he's great in the field. One of the characteristics that he has, when the ball gets hit into the air,
he catches
it. You have to think a lot about where it's going to go. He can get there. He doesn't have the best wheels in the world, but he anticipates very, very well. Schwarber, of course, is Schwarber. He's a guy.
We're just listing players.
And Harper, look, you can't help but being disappointed with him, but I also believe he's a competitor. I think he has the heart of a competitor, and I think he's going to come good. So I think, you know, what can be controlled, hopefully, is maybe in some trades, pick up some lights-out relievers, and then I think the rest can come good. I don't see this team as better than the Dodgers or better even than the Mets, but if they can get into the playoffs, and I believe they will, they could get through and into the World Series.
The NLCS.
There you go.
There it is.
We got there.
Thank you for that.
Never
good
a doubt. The long and winding road.
Yeah.
I think the biggest difference between this year and last year is that last year they had a clear message and a clear goal, and I think they're a little confused right now.
Win the division.
Yeah.
Win the division. Don't start
confused
off
confused about what? Yeah.
Because, all right, let me take you in the mindset of an athlete,
yeah,
Ike.
Please do.
Yeah.
Here's my thought on that.
Yeah.
Is that last year was so, win the division, get off to a hot start, we're not going to do what we did the last couple of years. And this year, after they tried that and it didn't work, I think they're conflicted as to how they should be approaching it right now. Do we want to get to freak out because they're not? I think they're a little conflicted as to what they want right now. You know, and like,
well, they should be wanting to win games.
Well, of course, but I don't know.
They should want to win the division again.
Of course.
That's what they should say.
Just do it.
We want to win the division again. The Dodgers won the division last year, and they won the World Series. It is possible to do both.
Dude, you know what happened to this team? That entire chase rate nonsense has gotten into everybody's heads. And y'all know that's what this is. We got a power outage on this team because we all want to just put the ball in play, play small ball.
Stop striking out.
Stop swinging for home runs. And that's what's in their head now. Now we got a damn, I don't know what this team is now. We're not a power hitting team.
A neutered team? Do they need blue chews?
What? Yes, I guess they do.
I was just waiting to see. I don't know if it helps with that, honestly. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Ooh.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, yo, listen, man, let me say this real quick, man. You know, it's this team, you know, I'm going to tell you this why this team stinks, okay? It ain't got nothing to do no lefty, righty, no bat platoons, and all other crap that y'all want to spill out these OPSs and all that.
Wow.
It got everything to do with what the Mets done to this team. They took their soul. They took their life. And ever since then, last year, they've been lifeless where they left Citi Field.
Yeah.
They ain't got no life in them. And every time they play the Mets, they just bend over and take it. That's what they do.
Because probably dump that.
Own them. You know what I mean? The Mets own them, okay? And until this team is broken up and changed completely, they ain't going to win a damn thing. And this guy that just was on, the idiot you just had on, said that they're going to go to the World Series. I don't know what games he's been watching. The Phillies ain't got a chance in hell going to the World Series. The Sixers got a better chance going to the finals than the Phillies got a chance going to the World Series. Yeah, I said it.
Wow.
Okay? At least they got a draft pick. You know, the Phillies don't even know where they're going right now. Okay? The Mets have really destroyed this team. And I tell you, the Mets is in this division. And they ain't going to get no better because they got to see them multiple times this year. And every time they play them, it's a psychological thing. Okay? I'm tired of hearing him making the ball. He's all Bryce Harper's back is good. Oh, Trey Turner, get the old Trey Turner back, and he can start slugging again. Oh, Schwarber, ooh, yeah, slap it to a Slim Jim. Can't even give the damn, it's over. The team stinks. It ain't got no heart. And they need more diversity on the team. They need more black players, more Spanish players, and they need more Japanese players, man. And I've said it, and I don't care who don't like it. You know what I mean? When we won the World Series, we had Jay Rowe. We had Ryan Howard. We had Shane Victorino, the Flying Hawaiian. We had players that was of different ethnic background. And that's what we need on this team. This team's full of a bunch of punks, cowards. When the Mets look over across at the bullpen, they look over across their team, they see Alec Bohm, they laugh. They see Papa Bear, Will Schwarber, they laugh. You know, ain't no intimidation on this team. Come on, man. You got to at least let somebody know you was in, they was in the fight. They don't even let the Mets know they was in the fight. The Mets just laugh at them every time. And that's just the bottom line of it. So we can make all the excuses all they want. It's over. And that's it. Until they break this team up.
All right.
Sick of them. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of the Phillies, man.
I feel you.
They had an opportunity to be a great team, a great organization. And Dave Dombrowski has never made any changes since he's been here. You got to at least let a person know they've been in the fight, even when you lose one. And they ain't do that with the Mets. Every time the Mets play, they just beat them down. Badly, too. Badly. And that's what the Phillies' problem is, the Mets. Mm. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, Chuck.
All right. Chuck.
Whew. Man, got him out of breath, too.
Yeah.
Fired up.
He sort of sounded like he was about to cry at the end. A little bit.
I think there's passion.
A lot of passion.
Emotional.
Passionate, intense, proud.
I've lost my way with Chuck. I don't know how to argue with you. I don't know how to talk to Chuck anymore.
I just let him cook. I thought that was a let him cook.
That was the perfect way to let him go.
And we did. We let him go. Yep.
I mean, there's some truth to what he said.
I agree with the Mets thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
They might not win until they break this core up.
Well, and ultimately, we're talking about fans that are frustrated.
Sure.
Yep. It's
a frustrated fan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Frustrated fan.
Hey, that's what we're here for. We're the vessel.
Yep. We're the town hall, as it were. The community square.
And guess what?
The town square.
Guess what?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to be on your little block there, pal.
Yeah, how about that?
Turning to you for some sage advice.
Yeah, they're coming to you for answers. Yeah.
Oh, man, the jailing stuff. I'm going to have to deal with that in my neighborhood, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of – love the show. But, man.
You're too hard on her.
You don't sound like you like jailing. Sound too hard on him.
True story. I had a Jalen-related Wi-Fi password, and I changed it just in case I need to give it to anybody who's in my house. Yeah. So I did change it. 215-592-9494. Joe in the Northeast. Joe in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Feels like a win today, Joe. We got Cal in center field.
Well, you know, I thought I heard you say something about my name in there, but here's what it is. That's just a thank you. We're not playing them since he's arrived up here. You know, I'll give credit to Rojas. You know, the last four series, Marlins, Mets, Cubs, and against the Mets, he went 13.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
For 39, he as the best he's never, you know, a stretch he's had. But you have a team that's supposedly a championship team, and you have a center fielder that does little league things out there. Okay, you know, he can't bunt. You heard with what the ESPN announcer Eduardo Perez said. He saw that he doesn't have the right technique for bunting. And then I was at the game Tuesday night. My daughters gave me an early Father's Day gift, the ticket, and then my other daughter bought me a pinstriped Cal Stevenson jersey. And I said to the attendants, I said, you know, if you see Dusty Waltham, I said, tell him if Rojas gets on base, he can take a smoke break in the dugout because he's not going to listen to your stop sign at third base anyway. So you don't need him. So that's why he's not a smart baseball player.
He makes Odubel look like a genius.
Well, yeah. And what's going to happen, Jack, to Stevenson? You're going to see Brandon Marsh. He'll be activated tomorrow. Marsh, if you watch the Iron Pigs, I've been watching them. Mm-hmm. And he had a home run and an RBI single yesterday, three RBIs. So down there, he only got 16 at-bats, all right? He went 4 for 16, that's 250. And the 12 outs he made, he struck out 7 times.
Oh, you know what I mean? That's not good. That's not good at all.
No. Well, see, they rough guys up. It's just like Weston Wilson. He didn't have a good rehab down there. Let them get hot down there and then bring them up when they're ready and then you insert them wherever. And,
Joe, what are we doing with Otto Kemp? What are we doing with Otto Kemp?
Otto Kemp. Yeah, Otto Kemp. Although Jack, a couple of the games, he has 8 home runs or so.
9.
In one of the games, the wind was blowing out. He hit 2, and Oscar Mercado hit 2. But Jack, you're not talking about this guy. And I looked at his stats. He just came into the minor leagues in 22. Cade Fergus.
I know.
All right. Okay.
Cade Fergus is hot right now with the Iron Pigs. Joe, let Joe cook.
No.
Cade Fergus, he's striking out a lot, unfortunately, Joe, but he is smoking the baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
Five games.
We got to bring it home. We got to bring it home, Joe. We got to bring it home, Joe.
Okay, he's got
Cade Fergus is on
runs.
Fire.
All right.
Right? And, go ahead.
No.
About stubs?
Yep. Last thing.
I said last year. He calls a better game than Marchand.
And look what he's doing with Nick Abel down there, Joe. Look what he's doing with Nick Abel.
There you go. And don't forget, watch this guy, Nabil Chrisman.
Oh, my God.
Nabil Chrisman. Okay. That's our other boy.
All right. Yeah. All right.
And Joe Kunal, baby.
All right.
Joe
All right.
Kunal.
This is like a podcast. Thank you for the call, Joe.
The Iron Pigs are sweeping the nation, baby.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
They're going to bring Stubbs up.
I can feel it. Can't you feel it?
100% they're bringing
Stubbs. So the problem with that is that they would have to place Marshawn on waivers, and I think they're worried about losing him.
Why?
Because he's had a tough start to the year.
Yeah.
I think he's a solid young catcher.
But he's got to play more.
Youngish catching prospect.
He should be playing more.
Well, that's why. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's what. If they plan on moving on from JT, then I keep him up here.
I agree.
Yes. And I think they do.
Yeah. And that's. Yeah, because he's the next catcher.
Yeah.
And they sign someone else, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do a full season of Marshawn and Stubbs. I love Stubbs.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah, you can't do a full season of those two.
But sign some stopgap. Although, if you want to talk more minor league prospects.
No.
Eduardo Tait, baby.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show where chickens and beats. Coming up next, believe it or not, you know who has the belt right now? Is Jolly.
2 weeks.
Still has the belt.
Two weeks. We didn't have it last week. And he did nothing to keep it.
Well, we'll find out.
Besides talk about a saying that no one says, which is size only matters in prison.
Yes, that he did say that. We'll find out if Jolly holds on to the belt next. We're Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly. You watch the game tonight. Watch the game tomorrow at your local Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. We will see if Jolly holds on to the WIP belt in a moment. 215-592-9494. First, Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. And my man, Jack.
There
Tasty
he is.
Cake. What's up, brother?
Well, the one thing I want to do today, man, Spike, there were some guys that came after you today, and I just don't ever get it. Because I think most of your takes are pretty right on the money. Most of them.
Most of them. Not, there's a few you don't
know. He discredits Tobias Harris too much. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
So you haven't had an on-the-record day lately.
Oh, no, we haven't.
I want to – so for me, I mean, you guys have – you and Ike and Jack have allowed me to call the show a couple of times and chirp when I was right about something. So today I got to – listen, Spike – I bent Jack's ear all the way down to the ground about Aaron Nola, that you might as well give him the Cy Young Award. This was going to be his year. I don't think I could be more wrong, right?
Well, so hold far, on. He's heating up. He had a good start on Sunday
so far.
Good start.
Yep.
Yeah, but I went overboard about him, right, Jack?
Yeah, listen, help. But it's a good take, though. You got to be passionate about something.
And the other thing I got to say to Ike is on Wednesday – Ike, took a cheap shot at Jalen Brunson. And last night, Ike, he was superhuman.
He was. Yeah.
I mean, whoever's saying that he's not top 20, he's outrageously good.
Yeah. Yeah, and to be only, 6'2". And, you know, he has sort of a crafty game, right? He doesn't kill you with explosiveness or any of that.
I think it's going to be hard to win a championship playing the way they play, but he's certainly impressive to watch, you know. Well, it's just like he has to work so hard for every basket, and you know, but he's great to watch.
Like they stink offensively other than him. The only thing that the Knicks do is they should have got blown out. When they lost the other night, they should have got blown out. They were winning by one at halftime because they got 12 offensive rebounds in the first half. And 16 second half joint. You know, that's how you stay in the game when your half court offense is garbage.
Yeah. Well, and give New York a little credit. They are a little more seasoned. You know, Detroit, it's a good first year for them. That's a young team. You know, so winning the close games are usually going to come down to the more experienced team winning them.
Yeah, and by the way, their half court offense being bad, it shouldn't be. I mean, I think the issue with Brunson is like, he's not a great creator for other players. I mean, they have Karl Anthony Towns. They have Bridges. They should be better than they are. I don't love their coach at all, but like they're just a weird team. But he is of the players in the NBA now. If you tell me I could give the ball to anybody, go get me a bucket when I need one in the clutch. That is exactly Jalen Brunson is. I don't think he's a top 10 player, but he's one of the five players in the league I'd want to
do. He's probably gonna win the Mr. Clutch Award.
He did. He did.
Oh, he did win already.
Is that a new award?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
a few years old.
First I've heard about the Mr. Clutch Award.
Yeah, it's a strange award, but
an odd award. Yeah, an odd award.
So
the one last thing I wanted to tell you guys is so I have a friend of mine who is a absolute devoted WIP guy and listens to you guys every day. However, he is a morning show guy.
Oh no.
And I
disgusting.
I got to tell you, I've been hearing for 3 weeks how the camera's going to light Jack up like a Christmas tree.
Oh, no.
Wow. That's not possible.
Not possible.
Not possible.
But I will tell you that I chirped a little bit, Jack, because not yesterday but 2 days ago, you went on about because he constantly tells me you know nothing about basketball, which is not true. No. And you went on – so you went on a hoops run about 5:30 Wednesday.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
listen. If I want to talk hoop, I'll talk hoop. But right now, I don't want to talk hoop.
Buckets.
Yeah, listen. I lost a lot of money in the NBA the last 2 years, and I had to take this year off. I'm a father of two, Dave.
All right,
hey Jack. Word on the street. Well, you three guys, I'm in your corner all
Thank
the time,
you.
And you know, Spike. I hope some of these guys
that's all right.
a little. You're
they
talking,
missed
you
me guys, yesterday.
Listen, you guys. are tough skins sometimes. Because like I said, the one guy came at you. I don't know what I thought. I thought what you said was pretty reasonable. I think the Phillies. They got a great rotation. I think Bryce is going to hit. So I'm not out on them yet. But it's certainly been a disappointing start.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for the call, Tasty King. It's definitely been a. Yeah, I don't know that some people are out. I don't know that anybody. There's more people that are fully out than are fully in. I think most
on the Phillies?
Yeah, I think most people are wait and see. I think that is the large majority. Yeah. But if you were to say, are you fully in on them being a World Series contender or fully out? I think there's more people that are fully out than are fully in.
Yeah.
But I think both of those are the minority. You know,
it's a tough spot because I think a lot of people think they're still a really good team. I don't think people think they stay.
I don't think anybody thinks they're a really good team.
But I think people all right.
Pretty good.
I think people think they're a good team. A playoff
team.
I think people believe they're a playoff team. I told you guys, stop with the World Series nonsense. Nobody is buying that right now.
Okay.
You don't even buy it.
I know I don't. I've been saying it all year.
No, you're right.
So, but I think that there's not people that say they stink. I think we're stuck in this weird spot where they're pretty good, but they don't think they're a World Series.
I don't think they stink.
I don't think they stink. I don't think people think they stink. I just think people think they have no chance. If that's what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Yeah,
I think they ultimately think
it's like it's like having a 10-7 football team. You're like, yeah, they don't stink, but they're not really going to win the Super Bowl.
It's like being a Steelers fan for the
they're going to be good.
6 years.
Or Tampa Bay Bucks fan.
Yes.
Right? These are good teams. They make the playoffs, but nobody really thinks they're a Super Bowl contending team.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? 63.4% say yes. All right, here on the WIP Afternoon Show, every Friday at 4:30, we tell you whether the WIP belt has changed hands. The WIP belt goes to the WIP employee that week who kicked the most ass.
Right.
Really. Who took it upon themselves to have a great take. Or, you know, if you're Elliot, you know, do a great job reporting or annoy the hell out of somebody.
Doing his job. Yeah.
Here it is. It's time to find out who has the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man.
I think you just like the belt because we play this song.
I love this tune.
I know.
Kidding me? Hulkamania running wild.
This is gonna be you,
brother,
in your new neighborhood. This song should be blaring over your house.
The Hulkamania song.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah,
and then I see you doing the 250 push-ups. The best part, right? You being back in the area.
So I actually thought about. Let's give out. Can we give out the belt first?
Yes.
Okay. So Jolly currently holds the belt. He did it for his rant on Daryl Morey 2 weeks ago.
Multiple rants.
We did not have the belt last week because we did not have a show because of the Phillies game, which had a rain delay of 7 hours. So the question today is, has Jolly done enough to keep the belt, or has a WIP employee stepped in and gotten the belt from him? Has Ike Reese stepped in? Has Elliot Shore Parks stepped in? Has Joe Giglio? Has Joe DiCamera? The answer to all of those questions is no. But has the belt changed hands? It has. The new holder of the belt at WIP is one Buzz Wilson. As Buzz, in the top five yesterday, came right at his idol.
Yep.
His teacher.
It's a good word.
Jack Fritz on the top five at five. Here's what Buzz did yesterday.
So with Spike being out, usually Jack just comes after everyone here in the producer booth doing the top five.
Yeah.
So it's about time you got ripped, Jack.
Whoa!
It's about time we make fun of you.
I think I just heard Ike's ears perk up.
It's the top five things that are easy to make fun of Jack for. The most fun things to make fun of Jack for. And at number five, it's frankly just being dumb. Like, you can't get one expression correct.
Wow.
Like earlier today.
He's coming in hot.
But jeez. The expression is a mountain out of a molehill because a molehill is a smaller mountain. That's why it's not a hole. You didn't know what the Electoral College was. You mixed up Delaware and New Jersey.
Were you setting that up with the top five?
Yes.
This is a private group chat that me and Buzz are in. He set this up 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
A week ago. I was at trivia with Ava, and one of them was, which state outline is this? Yeah. I sent him New Jersey. He said it was Delaware.
First off, mole and hole rhymes.
You don't know what the state shape of New Jersey is?
I don't know what Delaware looks like.
Oh, my God.
Anyone with a third grade education should know what it looks like.
I know. I mean, New Jersey sort of looks like California.
Can you please take an IQ test on the show?
No.
Oh. Yeah, Buzz didn't let up.
No. He's like been waiting on that for a year.
We hint around the dumb thing, but sure. Buzz just went in on it, and like, you are dumb.
Yeah.
By the way, what did you think the phrase was?
Mountain out of a molehole.
Molehill.
It rhymes.
Mountain out of a molehole.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think moles go in holes more
than
hills.
So Buzz has the belt. He came right at Jack.
Yep.
I thought that was brave on Jack's hosting day.
Big day. Freedom Day, as some people called it.
Yep. Is that what they're calling it? Freedom Day.
Yeah, so the other top five to close that out.
Yep.
So number five was me being dumb. Number four is my post-spike arrival work ethic. Third was being inappropriate on air. Second is being a Philly shill. And number one... crumbling in big boy interviews.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Now, I will say, the Howie interview went fine.
You didn't crumble?
No.
Yeah, that was less tense.
Didn't do much.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, that was a nice, non-combative interview.
That's what we do. That's what we do. No combative.
You push Howie a little bit?
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
I did ask him about Elliot being Insider of the Year.
And he said?
That he should have been Insider of the Year.
Well, if he wants to report for us.
100%.
We'd welcome Howie on regularly. 215-592-9494. Congratulations, Buzz.
Never thought I'd see today.
Now you got to keep it.
Well, that's a 0% chance of happening.
I was ready to argue against this.
I could see it in your face.
I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good choice.
I mean, Buzz, that was really strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good choice. First time Buzz did anything right with the top five.
I know.
He's like, you're straight up dumb.
You're dumb.
And he had a list.
I know.
New Jersey, not Delaware.
Yep.
It's mountain out of a molehill, not molehole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can't get any expressions right.
I told you, I was an 1,100 away from being a Georgetown or Penn. I got an 850.
You got an 850 on your SATs?
Not a test taker.
850?
Yeah, no. Two parts.
Is that bad?
Well.
What's a good score?
1,000.
1,100.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
You got below the Mendoza line?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you... So if you go in and you don't answer any of the questions, you get 800.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Just for signing your name?
Yeah.
Wow. So I kind of crushed it.
Yep.
No, in the middle of a test, it was not going well. I give up. Yeah.
Because the ACT, by the way.
You're an ACT guy.
I was always confused by the ACT scores. It's like you have to get 17 or something. You know, like it's way lower than the ACT.
Yeah, and I got a 19.
The fact that...
Well, listen.
It's not 24, I think. So that's good.
Is that 19 out of
36.
24?
Jesus Christ, Justin.
That was so loud, Justin.
19 out of 36, so I got half of them right.
Okay, well, Jack got 50 out of 1,600. Okay, there you go. You got it then.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What up, eh?
Yo, Jack, right quick.
Yes.
Where is New Jersey? In terms of, we're in Pennsylvania, so which way do you go to get a New Jersey?
East.
So you know it's east of Pennsylvania, and you know, how do you get to Delaware from Westchester?
West, go down. Go down.
So that means you're going south.
I'm in south, yeah.
Come on, Jack.
I know. By the way, we did figure out the center city is north, because obviously we're in South Philly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
You didn't know it. Why do you think it's called South Philly?
No, but we've been arguing about the winds being south-southeast. Yep. Is that blowing in or blowing out? So if they're blowing north, that means they're blowing out.
No, Jack. Oh, my God.
No.
Hold on, Aaron. It depends which way the stadium is facing. Not where we are.
No, but the stadium's looking.
What do you think? If you're in Miami,
the stadium moves.
If you're in Miami and the wind is blowing north, no matter where you stand,
I think this is very simple. Let me explain it in my logic for one second.
Okay.
Thank you. Let me cook.
Okay.
So when you get on here and say that the wind is blowing south to the south, right?
Yeah.
So I take that as, because we're in South Philly looking at the center city, that means it's blowing in.
Yeah, but it depends on which way the stadium is facing.
But the stadium's always facing north.
Well, then that helps you. Yes. That's it. There you go.
We got there.
It's not because we're in South Philly.
But that's the reference point.
Okay.
As to what you're looking
at. That's
the
way. That's
okay.
Jack's issue is he'll answer without really giving it much thought.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Every day.
Yes.
It's so good.
You've heard my next question and answers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You just say, hey, take your lead. The only thing you take
cooking.
Serious, other than his children, are the Phillies. That's the only thing you take serious.
I know.
Oh, and his wife. But listen, yeah. I'm gonna touch on a couple things, right? I love EST, but, you gotta let it go. Listen, Vic Fangio, everywhere he's went, he's ran a 3-4, right? We ran a variation of it last year. So this is what I say. Thank Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman with Bond and with Campbell. Think that. They will build, like, if not, he would rarely line up at edge. Every now and then he will blitz.
Yeah.
They drafted him to be a linebacker who can rush the passer when necessary. I know ESP likes to stand on this hill and, like, I'm not moving. Honestly, but it's okay, E.
There's
like Vic literally has talked about the importance of an inside linebacker. Like, he's talked about. So we finally have a coach who actually values off-ball linebackers.
And we can tell who's an edge here and who is not.
Right.
Nolan Smith is an edge. Brandon Graham's an edge.
Yes.
The idea, Elliott saying that Jahad Campbell will take the majority of his snaps at edge is – I'm never going to let him forget it. There's no chance.
Nope.
Honestly, the guy's probably better in coverage than he is as an edge.
Yes.
He is. He's an off-ball linebacker.
Yes.
He's an off-ball linebacker. You know, like, Navarro Bowman was the on-ball linebacker, and Patrick Willis was, like, the off-ball linebacker. And but they were so great that they could switch it up. But they were linebackers. And every now and then, you send Navarro Bowman on a blitz. Every now and then. But
Well, an NFC exec compared them today
to those guys.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Well, yeah, cause like, and that's when we drafted Campbell. That's what I thought about when we came to Zach Bond. Like, they're gonna be on the field, because they were. The guy who got hurt.
N'Kobe.
He was on the field with Zach Bond all the time too. Did we use him as a rusher? No, because he wanted two linebackers on the field. ESP.
Yep.
Two, at least two.
Well, here's the great thing about this, and we'll move on from it. Elliot is the only one who's yelling this.
Yes.
Literally no one else is.
Well, he's stuck because he said he switched that it was a great pick
because of that, yes.
So he's actually
caught.
Well,
he's acting like it's a horrible pick if he turns out to be a great linebacker.
Yeah, that's what I kept trying to tell him. Like, it's not a horrible pick if he's not a damn pass rusher.
They just paid Zach Bond, what?
Yes.
He helped them win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Elliot's really stuck here. He's really stuck.
But that's the beauty about ESP. That's truly the beauty of ESP. Because he will argue with throughout the whole summer. So at least he got content. At least he got ESP content.
That's true.
100%. He's a content factory.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, real quick. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Mash your door right quick. All the other stuff, I ain't got time. I don't care about none of that, whether he... like the quote-unquote fail, because you don't know where teams have slide. I none of that. I argued with Joe Dilla earlier this week, and I argued with Kyle Quinn. I just spoke to the talent, right? I remember being an accurate passer was important. Now all of a sudden, we don't got time for it. When Joe Burrow, his best attribute is how accurate he is, because he's not very mobile. Injury prone. His best attribute is throwing the football accurately. Because he doesn't have a strong arm. Drew Brees. His best, and I'm old enough to remember Drew Brees at Purdue. He's short, but his best attribute is the fact that he threw the ball accurately. So what we have is Shador is that he's an accurate passer. Which is, he's an accurate passer. Can he move? No, not really. But he's an accurate passer, and that's what you start with. And I go with Joe Dilio because he got that Jalen Milroe roll-up. And I hate quarterbacks that can't throw the football. I can't stand him. That's why I really didn't like Jalen Hurts. And you know Joe Dill, he's very easily swayed with. So he saw Jalen Hurts win the Super Bowl. So he's like, you know what, man? No, we built a superpower team around Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is yet to throw for 25 touchdowns with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. If any other quarterback did throw for 25 touchdowns with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, they weren't a Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, even though they won Super Bowl, what would we be saying about that quarterback?
That he's not.
Would we be calling him a top five quarterback?
No, not unless he won a Super Bowl. Yeah. Yes,
no.
I agree.
Even if he won the Super Bowl.
Well, no,
I'm on your side here.
I agree with you. I agree.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying. Yeah, so I understand with Joe. We know Joe Gillio. He likes to play the angle. So I understand that. So that's all I'm speaking to. And Dory got drafted in the great spot. Because the quarterbacks are already there. And people rumor him to go there anyway. And Dylan Gabriel's a backup. He'll be the starter in 2026. Yeah. All the other stuff, I don't care for. It is what it is.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah, before you get out of here.
Uh-oh.
Before you get out of here.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, Yeah. OKC, JFC. What about Lakers in five? What happened to Lakers in five?
Oh, yeah.
You're fine, Aaron. He's 40.
We only got the third best player in the league on his team. Oh, he sprained his knee.
Frank.
He's 40.
Hold on. Hey, over the last couple of years,
yes.
I have not been on the LeBron train. You know that. But when they got Luka, I'm like, I'm back. So listen, you know, just like Spike, he can easily navigate. If he's wrong, he won't bring it up. When he's right, he'll bring it up. So I ain't got no words for it.
I know it. That's why I had to bring it up.
By the way, I said Luka was too fat. I said J.J. Redick was a jerk. I said LeBron should retire. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, no.
Win.
Yeah, no, LeBron should retire. Luka, and Duke, did we expect J.J. Redick to win this? Is it win the finals or bust J.J. Redick? I don't know if he's a bad coach.
He played his five starters 24 straight minutes against the deepest team in the league. I would say so. And they all hate him. And I'll tell you the other thing. The players hate him. There's no way the players don't hate him.
Nope. Yeah,
there's no way. There's no way. We got to go. Mm-hmm. All right. There's no way the players don't hate him. He's a child.
Yep.
There's no way the players don't hate him. All right. Jack, what's coming up at the top five of five?
Well, so what's going on first is that you can join me and Tornado Shapiro.
What?
I know. For a little book signing, I got to ring the bell, book.com.
Wow. Well, you're big time. Yeah. Hanging out with Joe Conklin.
We're going to be in Ocean City Music Pier on Saturday, July 12th, right before Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra. Get tickets at
JoeConklin.com.
And get your books at ringthebellbook.com.
Okay. This is the WIP Afternoon Show.